Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
I think the Commanders have a chance to win this game, but they are going to have to execute a lot better than they have during this 5-game winning streak. And some of you might be going, well, wait a second. How could you say that? They've won all 5 games. Please tell me you understand the difference. Please tell me you understand that they haven't really played well. And yet, they found a way to win. Now, some of you might call that luck. Some of you might call that brotherhood. Some of you might call that the Jaden Daniels X factor. And you could be right on all of that. I call it, you know, a matter of circumstances that could have easily gone the other way. And maybe the level of opponent and competition in some, most, all of these games wasn't exactly as high as it's going to be on Sunday night. Now, I told you that at the beginning of this 5-game streak, that was the most impressive win, Tennessee, before the bye. I think we all know that. They ran for 267 yards. Nobody thinks they're going to run for anything close to that since then. As a matter of fact, I have to do the math. In terms of the natural run game, they probably haven't even come close to that in 4 games after. But the point being is, in order for them to have a real good chance of winning this game on Sunday night, the notion, and that's why I disputed it, that Jaden has to be and should be and could be Superman is just far-fetched in my mind. You don't want that. You don't want that. Because that, even as good as he is going to lead to some mistakes or inefficiency. And we have seen that even during this 5-game streak. We've seen it. You don't want that. So what they're going to have to do, despite what everyone else will tell you that they can't do or that they shouldn't even try to do, which is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life, that they should just not try and run the ball, is they're going to have to run the ball with more than just Jaden. And Brian Robinson is going to have to be more like B-Rob in the first half of the year. And Chris Rodriguez, if he's active, because last week they had 4 running backs active. I don't know if that was because Austin Ekeler was on a pitch count. Not sure. If Chris Rodriguez is healthy and Brian Robinson stinks early, I'm going to Chris Rodriguez or I'm going to Jeremy McNichols. And I'm screening the daylights out of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Make them make plays in space. Beat the blitz. Beat the pressure. And don't just beat it with your legs. Beat it with your mind and your arm and your scheme. I would probably have 4 running backs active again, just because I don't think it's fair or right. Right is probably the better word. To not have Chris Rodriguez up, because Brian Robinson and McNichols by extension, and even Ekeler thrown in as a runner, never mind a receiver, are probably not good enough to carry the load. Now, they might say that they are, and they need the space for some other special team guy or whatever, or maybe even KJ Osborne back into the fold. And remember, I mean, this week, you know, I mean, you should be getting Marshawn Lattimore back. You should be getting Tyler Biadasz back. Maybe you get Cornelius Lucas back. I mean, they're still going to have to sit some people, right? So maybe, you know, they're going to have to figure something out. Maybe they can't carry the 4 running backs. But if they do, which I hope they now do, I hope we see Chris Rodriguez in early in the game. You cannot wait until midway through the third quarter to go, oh, this isn't working. We need something else. Let's go to this. Because not every game is going to work out the way the Atlanta game worked out, where you came out of halftime dead as a you know what, and all of a sudden you woke up because you just started throttling them on the ground. And Jaden obviously made some great plays and some play extensions and had the big one to Zach Ertz on the little screen to the left flat that went for 37 or whatever it was. But every game is different and every opponent is different, obviously. So in order for me to really buy in to this offense being as good as it can be, they are going to have to generate production from the natural run game, period. And again, anyone that tells you, well, if they get a no gain or a minus one early on the first drive or the second drive, they should abandon. No. Please don't. You're better than that, and you need it more than you realize. So to me, if we're going to get them back to how this winning streak started and neutralizing a really talented front seven and a strong defensive line, which is what the Buccaneers are, there's differences. They're going to have to run the ball to some half of what they ran in the Tennessee game. You don't need to run for 267. Can you give me 125 from the natural running backs? Can you do that for me? To me, that's the ultimate key. There are others, but that's the ultimate key.